Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
All right, well, here we are. Liquor license. I think it's number 20. XX. You want to call some Mix-a-Lot? What did you say? Triple Expo down? That'll be in 10 more episodes. So I decided to try something different here. I've been, obviously, with the Zoom. And then with those stupid Beats headphones that come in like shit. I'm sure this isn't going to be that much better, but I had to hook up a fucking dongle to the goddamn iPhone because this stupid case, then actually use the iPhone headphones and with the mic on them, and I think it might actually come in better. I don't know if I can hold this fucking thing or what. Sorry to cuss. I apologize. But, yeah, it's Wednesday. January 13th, guys. You know, write it down. I know Zook's doing his as well. Today, I don't know, we got like, before I even knew he was going to do one, which he always does it on Wednesday, I'm like, fuck it, I kind of feel like doing one as well. I got the day off and I'm sober, so I wanted to be a little more spontaneous, but, I don't know, once in a while, I guess we could do a liquor license show. It's always fun to go back to those. I wish we had, you know, I finally will agree with Luke. I wish we had a studio because it did make a difference. Because if we're both sitting around the house, you know, I'm moving around and not like nonstop. You know, today I'm going to try to sit still, but I'm sure it won't happen. And yeah, the studio shows because yeah, there's a little more fire there, but maybe that'll happen. I know Big Zook's got some merch on the way. They look pretty cool. And new business cards, and that should be fun, you know. There's no point to wait on me. There's no way I was ever going to get fucking shirts made. I even talked to a guy. It's like, why even bring it up, you know? If it's not going to happen, like, what the fuck's the point? And he's got a cool little logo for the live from the 405. I like it. It looks cool. I'd be proud to wear it. Let's just say that. As proud as I am to wear a Weird Fella shirt. But besides, yeah, this is, what, week number 3 of this fucking sickness. And, I don't know, I was contemplating, because I could talk more about it later, of, like, getting outside and taking a walk. You know, when you're sick, that was such a Kirk delivery. When you're sick, you know, you're supposed to, like, lay around underneath fucking blankets and drink fucking tea. And it's not like I'm, like, I want to go out and go golfing and fucking slam a bunch of beers. Well, believe me, I want to feel better, and then maybe I would do that. But, like, you know, I do that. When you feel like, fuck, I got a day off, you want to, like, accomplish something with it, you know? You don't want to fucking, all right, I'm just going to lay here and watch TV. You know, that's my fucking typical day anyway, so before I got to go to work. So I'd much rather just do something. So I got to, here's the fucked up thing. So I have to walk into work, all right, because I got to fax this shit for these student loans because fucking, okay, I'm on an IBR, an income-based repayment. If you're a loyal listener, well, speaking of listeners, speaking of which segue, I probably lost two this past one. I apologize to anybody who listened and was displeased, but then I think we gained 3 or 4, that I heard, so that's either a good or a bad thing, you know. Okay, we'll have to see. Time will tell on that one, ladies and gentlemen. I got to get Cedric food. He's out of food, and the Petco is right by Pins. So I'm just sitting, like, the past half hour, I'm contemplating, like, okay, do I just, like, fucking suck it up? I don't feel as bad as I did yesterday, like, fevery and shit. At the same time, it's like, why push myself? Why fucking, this is why I'm not getting any better. It's me sitting on the fucking patio when it's, last night it was fucking 41 degrees out, and I'm on the patio for fucking half an hour. Now, not smart. Just not getting sleep. Not fucking my poor nutrition. I don't like to take pills at all. Read any pill box that you have in your medicine cabinet. And it says if you have, you know, two or more drinks a day, don't take this because it'll cause more liver damage. And I don't need any more liver damage. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to like a Dayquil. I have slowed down on like the boozing. So maybe I'll go like Dayquil. That shit fucks me up, man. So does NyQuil. I'm like a goddamn zombie, you know? And I'm trying to like actually eat three meals a day because I don't know what the fuck happened to me. I was doing well, man. I had a smoothie. I had fucking oatmeal. And shit just falls apart. And then it's such a hard thing to get back into. You know, I imagine anybody who, if like myself, I took my, you know, 20s off. You go to the gym and like it's just something that you do. And then you take a month off and you're like, fuck, man, I don't want. It's so much better not doing that. You see, like I stopped going tanning just because it was a pain in the ass to get over there. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I fucking going? What a waste of money. Every 2 months dropping like $50. To what? To look tan? I live in fucking LA. But it's not like I don't look tan now, so. But I guess it saved me some amount of money. So the reason I got to go up to work on the day that I shouldn't is, so I get a call from my mother today. Judy! And she says, she's like freaking out. All right? Because I have two companies that I pay student loans to. One is private, which is like the Sallie Mae, Navient, whatever it's called. And then the other one's like American Education Services. That's like your unsubsidized federal loans or even your subsidized ones. Those are the ones I could get an income-based repayment on, and it saves me a lot of money a month. The Sallie Mae ones were private loans, so you're kind of fucked. I even looked into it, like even if I filed for bankruptcy, I'd still have to pay those Sallie Mae ones. But then in my head, I'm like, all right, bankruptcy lasts 7 years. I'll be 40. I assume I won't have a house or even be trying to buy one. I mean, it would be nice, but I don't have a car, so it's not like I'll probably be getting one of those anytime soon. But then it's like, that's fucked. I mean, that's on your record and shit. I mean, that's just like the committing suicide. Like, what's the point of filing for bankruptcy? I mean, I think my parents did probably around my age, probably around 34. They were fucked. My dad, you know, my dad had a lot of health issues. And yeah, they filed for, they just went balls to the wall on credit cards and fucking spending shit. Much like myself, I guess. It sucks. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But, so yeah, I think they did. I mean, now they're okay. They can get loans and shit. I mean, yeah, by the time I was able to go to college, you know, they could sign off. Well, so my mom helps me out with the Sallie Mae. So she goes on to pay and is like almost in tears. She's like, there's like $20,000 extra dollars on here. It's got Jackie's name on it. And I'm like, oh, motherfuck with these people already. These Sallie Mae assholes. Now I got to call Jackie, who I haven't talked to. Okay. I think I sent her a text like, Merry Christmas. All right. Not that I'm in bad terms with her. We just don't talk, you know. She's like, oh, nice to hear from you, too. I'm like, well, listen, my mom's bugging out. Like, what's going on? She's like, I'm paying my loans. I have it all set up. Now, this happened before when a creditor had called and said, oh, because I signed off on it. She got kicked out of her house at 18, all right, because she was dating me. Okay, so, of course, Brandon's Polish Roman guilt, you know, Roman Catholic guilt, you know, kicks in. I sign off on a loan. And then I also have her sign like a legal paper saying like I'm never gonna pay anything on it. Okay, at that time, you know, almost like a prenup, let's say. I guess I didn't expect her to be in school for 18 years, but as long as you're in school, you don't have to repay the fucking loans. So I don't know if her plan is to stay in school for the next 50 years, so she doesn't have to pay these or what. But okay, so. Yeah, 2 years ago, this guy calls. He's like, all right, well, yeah, we can't get a hold of her. You know, your name's on this, and we don't want to taint your credit. Taint. And I said, I don't think it could be any more tainted. Side point, I looked up my credit recently, and it was actually decent, so that's kind of weird. And I call her, She makes a call. 10 minutes later, calls me back. She's like, yeah, you're fine. The guy tells me, if you pay 20 grand today, your name will be totally removed from the account. And I was like, okay. Give me 7 months at work and I can get you that 20 grand, bud. You know? And so she calls back and is like, everything's fine. I'm like, okay. I want to make sure this is on the up and up. So I call and I talk to somebody else, not this like shyster who was on the phone with me earlier. And they're like, no, you're fine. They can't take any money. They can't garnish your wages or anything. Plus, she already has a payment plan set up, so I don't even know why they're contacting you. And, I mean, these calls are coming. Like, I can't wait to get one of those, like, because I get, like, 9 class action settlement suits since I've been out here. I guarantee one will come from Sallie Mae saying, did you get more than one phone call in a day from this company because you're entitled to $80? And I'm, yes, 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 because even now, they call me 3-4 times a day. And what I'm doing now is I save it. Like I take a picture of how many times they call, just in case that kind of shit happens. Because fuck these people, they're not supposed to be doing that. I thought like the law was they can only call you like once a day. You know? Maybe that's telemarketers. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe bill collectors have a different law behind that. Fuck, that went weird, huh? So, I guess I called Jackie and told her to go take a look at it, because it's the same kind of shit that happened before. And I opened up my mail, and the other one now, so not Sallie Mae, but the American Education Services. I know you guys love Brand's Financial 5 Minutes, because it's always enraging. And it says, oh, you know, your payment plan has changed. And I'm like, okay. And I look at how much I owe, $1,300 for the month of February. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not going to pay that. I call him like, well, what the hell happened? I've been on this IBR for 7 years. I only have 13 left to pay. Oh, you now have to go on the website and you have to get a federal ID and then you have to file it that way. Then what you do is you'll get your federal ID. They'll give you a 15-page letter. You fax us the 15-page letter with your 2 past paychecks. I'm like, holy shit, man. I go, the last 6 years, all I've done is like filled out the paperwork and set in my W-2. Now it's like 6,000 steps. But I got to get this shit done because I'm obviously not going to pay that amount of money. So I want to get it done like today. Ta-da! And so I go on the fucking studentloans.gov. And okay, fill out all, like I got to create a thing. A username and all that kind of shit. So I go to do it. Oh, this username already exists. Okay. So I, like, add a number to it. So does this one. All right, and then real big, like, numbers come up, like, contact us at this number. So I do. 25-minute conversation for her to say, oh, yeah, you're ready to go. You just use the same password that you're using before. I'm like, so why did it not? Oh, it's a double security feature. I'm like, okay. So I go on, I print out, I make a copy of, like, the document. So now I got to go into work because I don't know where the fuck a fax machine is. Like, I don't have one. It's not, you know, 1992. So the only one I know is at PINS. So I want to go in there and do it. Here's the thing. I don't have a copy of my pay stubs. All right. So now I got to call the accountant. I know I should save them, but I just feel better off since I, like, take a picture of my check, like, shredding the fucking thing. You know, I was just shredding my pay stubs. Probably not the smartest thing to do, but, you know, family's grieving. So I got to call her, and she's like, oh, it's going to be such a pain to retrieve those. I'm like, well, could you please do it? Okay. So now it's like, I can go do it tomorrow because I got to work. Or I could waste, you know, an hour and a half. But like I said, I got to get Cedric food anyways. So it's not like that big of a deal. I'm telling you, I'm just sitting here like, fuck. Should I just be that guy, like lay on the couch and sip tea? Or should I get on the air? The one time when I had like 102 fever, this was out here, this was in LA, and this is when like, I want to say like the bird flu was like super fucking popular. No, well, it obviously wasn't a popular thing, but it was going on. And I'm like, shit, man, and if this fever doesn't go by like tomorrow, I'm going to the ER. Because I didn't have like a general practitioner at the time. And I wish I didn't anymore, because the guy's a fuck. But I go to the ER and I know like my copay at the time was like $80. And I'm like, fuck, they'll check everything. So they just say I have a high fever. Well, okay. Mind you, the day before, this is when I'm talking to Gumball. See, I'm not naming names, I'm saying Gumball. So we're talking 5 years ago, maybe even longer. Maybe 5-6 years ago. And she comes over, let's say it was a Friday night, and I'm like, I feel like fucking ass. And she's like, okay, we'll just cover up. And like, so she like covers me in like 3 blankets, okay, and making me drink hot tea. The next day, I feel probably 10 times worse. I'm like, all right, fuck it, take me to the ER. And it's, I actually like this ER. If you guys ever want to go, I want to say it's Sepulveda. It's really nice. Sepulveda by the 101, in case you guys ever want to go. It's a good one. I gave it a 5-star Yelp review. And, the, you know, they give you fluids and everything, and I'm like beet red. And he's like, what do you, you know, what have you been doing to try to treat this? I'm like, and so she's sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, I, you know, was trying to cover him up and, like, give him hot tea. He's like, no, that's, like, the worst thing you can do. It's a fever. You wanna bring the fever down. And I'm like, oh, you dummy. And she felt real fucking bad. So that night, I come home, and they say, you know, try to get outside and get air. You know, you'll feel better. So, like I said, back then we had, like, a, I don't know what the fuck it was out there, like a courtyard. I sat out there, and I'm starting to get, like, the chills, and I want to go put a coat on, and I'm like, no, because the guy told me, don't even use a blanket. Just, you're going to shiver. You got to break the fever. And it was, like, the most miserable, like, 18 hours of my life. I just laid in bed and, like, shivered. I wanted, like, a blanket so bad. They're like, don't take baths. Don't take showers. Just fucking don't use a blanket. And it was probably this time of year, so it's not like it was, you know, 80 out. Yeah, and so I sat there and shivered. And then the fever broke about 2 hours, so about 18 hours after I was at the ER. And they wanted me to come back for a follow-up. They checked me out, said I was okay. Gave me some, like, fucking antibiotics. And that was the last time that I fucking felt that bad. But what dummy, Gumball. I got a fever. You're going to try to, like, cover me up? I mean, I don't know. I'm a retard. Before that time period, I didn't really get all that sick. Like, I had tonsillitis, and I had mono, but I never really, like, broke a bone. All like, the shit's happened to me in the past 5 years. Like, I cut my finger off. Yeah, like I said, I broke my toe. Now I got this, whatever it is, cancer or TB, whatever it may be. And I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, I really like that ER. And that was the one I went to when I was having a panic attack, and I thought it was a heart attack. And the guy was, like, the most bitchin' doctor ever. He was, like, Anthony Edwards on ER. I never watched ER, but I would assume this is how Anthony Edwards was on ER. I never got that show. That's like Luke watches old episodes of NYPD Blue. Another show I never watched, but when he watches it, I'm like, eh, I can see this. ER I never got. It was just because George Clooney was hot. Same thing with Grey's Anatomy. I don't... Whatever. Sorry. We're just talking fucking old drama shows. But I don't know. Maybe that's, like I said, that's always in my head, is that they say when you're sick, kind of get out and get some air. You know, you don't want to be stuffed up in the house. And you know what? Okay. Aside, again, from how awful I eat or not eat. That's the key thing. Like, I'll have oatmeal or a protein bar. But that's like it. You know, I need like substance. I need like a piece of grilled chicken or a fucking turkey sandwich. I need, so maybe on my walk, I'll stop and get some lunch. And bring something home for later. I got to eat better. It's just, fuck. Sometimes you forget to, you know, like when I eat, like I fucking go to town. Like, I don't know, like if during the Rose Bowl, there's a shit house full of food. I had like 2 breakfast sandwiches, fucking chili, hot pretzel. You know, I had a whole bunch of shit to eat. What are chips? I had two fucking chicken sausages that were delicious. I wonder where he got them from, you know, but there's like a part of me, like, you know, how like you don't want to, there's certain things you know you should spend money on, like going to the doctor when you're sick or the urgent care, and then they give you, you know, your prescription, which is another $25, so you're like $65 in the hole, but you're going to feel 10,000 times better 10 days earlier than you do. Yes, That's one of them. That's sometimes how I feel about food. Because you know how many times over the past, say, 2-3 years, I go on a Friday and get like a fucking $100 worth of food. Okay, now that just might either have been for myself or for Cheese, or maybe I'd make something for like Luke. Half that shit would go to waste. I'd buy the fucking boar's head turkey, you know? I'd buy it on a Friday, and then I work all day Saturday, all day Sunday, so I'm not home to make any food. So all that fresh food that's sitting in the fridge is going to go bad in a couple days. I don't ever use it. Fucking loaf of bread, maybe 6 slices out of it. So I just got to the point where I'm like, fuck. You know, it's almost cheaper for me to just go out to eat every day. But then you get into that habit of doing that, you know, like, okay, well, I'll just get a breakfast sandwich on the way to work, and then when I get to Jerry's, I'll have a bowl of soup, and I just get into that habit without actually going to the store. Now, mind you, it's not easy for me to, like, go grocery shopping. All right, the Ralph's is probably, I don't know, over a mile away. Like, we got, across the street, we have Cambridge Farms, which is like a Jew market, and the food in there all smells like feet, okay? So it's like, I don't know if I want to buy anything in here. It's all Jewy shit, liverwurst and stuff, you know? It's like Polak shit that I don't even like. And so I'm like, okay, my closest one is the Ralph's. Like I said, it's probably a mile and a half away, which I don't even mind. I don't mind the walk. But I got to stuff all the shit in my book bag. Or I got to like look like an asshole walking a mile and a half home with 2 fucking shopping bags. So it's like, then in my head, I'm like, okay, what if I took an Uber over there? All right, because it cost $3, and then took one back. But I'm like, that sucks for the driver. So I wonder if like I had a cool driver. And I said, all right, dude, I'm going to be in here for 20 minutes. Just like drive around the block. So like, you know, you're not wasting money. Because if he drives, I mean, because it's based on distance, not time. I'm pretty sure. So if you just would like, you know, drive down to Woodman and back, by then I'd have all my groceries. He could take me home, and that would be like the full trip. But I don't know if you can do that. So I've taken an Uber and stopped at a store. Or like, hey, man, can I stop here real quick? And they're like, cool. You always ask them like, hey, do you want a fucking Red Bull or something like that? And so that's part of the reason, you know? Like for a while, like Mike wasn't working. And I'd be like, hey, man, you want to go to Ralph's? He'd be like, okay, because he's bored. He wouldn't mind taking me, and I could take all the fucking groceries, you know? But now it's like, you know, I don't want to ask people, like, hey, George, what are you doing on your day off? Do you feel like running me around for errands? Or like Tree Man, I wouldn't even mind asking Tree Man. I have before. The problem is, you can't fit a fucking thing in his car. If he's coming over, we're probably going golfing, so the trunk is full. Shitter's full. And then in the car, I could fit maybe like a thing of toilet paper and like a box or something. That's like, there's no room. It's a 2-seater. Same thing with Doggy. Doggy, new listener, what up? Woof, woof. Dog pal. That probably wasn't good for my throat. I'm making excuses. If I really wanted to go fucking get food and have shit at this house, I would. So that's just Brandon making excuses. So don't even fucking, don't listen to me. But yeah, this apartment is fucking dirty. Like, I'm not saying that we're dirty guys. Like, we leave fucking, I've been to like houses where like, you know, there's like shit stains in the toilet for like 2 weeks. You're like, God damn, how do you live with that? Or like, you know, like fucking just dishes that are undone and you could tell they haven't done them in like a week and a half. I mean, ugh. You know, we take out the garbage, run the dishwasher, clean the dishes we need to clean, okay? I vacuum my room because I got Cedric and he shits all over the goddamn floor. So, you know, I'll do that. I'll vacuum the rug in my bathroom. But besides that, this plate, like, just the hardwood floors are like, you can like see your footprints in them. You know, like, neither one of us are like, want to do it. We're just like, let's just get a cleaning lady. Then there's also that part of me where I'm like, how motherfucking lazy can I be? Just pick up a goddamn broom. You know, you get some Clorox. I mean, and all that shit has got to be in the air in here. Because we haven't had the windows open in fucking 2 months because how cold it's been. And we've been running the heat. Another thing that doesn't help. Every morning I wake up, I feel like someone with a fucking pencil dick shoved it down my throat. I don't even know what that makes no sense. I'm sorry. yeah, the heat, and fuck it. I've talked about this shit before. I'm letting it go. House is dirty. We got to get a cleaning lady. Hopefully I get a good fucking tax return and spend the fucking $40 on it. Because it'll be a great $40. It's the bitch of it. You get someone to do it. Like when we moved in, she cleaned the... Tree Man had this lady come in and clean the house. So it's like, fuck, man, this is nice. It's clean. Then you're like, oh, fuck, we got to do this? This is the most, like, white person, first world problem ever. I want to kill myself for having this conversation right now. I apologize if you guys even had to listen to it. All right? Like when I bitch about, like, taking the bus and that if I had a tap card, it's 30 cents. But if I don't, it's 50 cents. But you can't buy a tap card on the bus. Like... am I going to need that 20 cents? Really? Maybe if I took the bus 100 times, you know? Then, you know, I'd save 20. Sorry. Yeah, let me get some of this young Gatorade in me. While I'm doing that, you guys start thinking about NFL predictions. That fucking Frost Gatorade, some good shit. So is Frost Nixon. Actually, I've never seen it. Luke, I hope you're not listening. I thought you really liked that movie, but I really don't think I ever saw it. I always confuse that with Good Night and Good Luck. I think they both came out around the same time and had similar things. I'm fucking way off on that. I'm glad he's not here. He'd be like yelling at me. I'm like the bitch in the relationship around here. But, all right. So I went down to Culver City on Saturday night. And... I was hanging out. I went to watch Luke and the homie Travis from Alaska do stand-up, but Luke didn't get called, so I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, all right, I'll take an Uber over to her house. And I did. Notice, no first names. And I did. And just hung out. It was getting kind of late, and I was fucking beat. So we watched Mad Max Fury Road again. That movie's fucking pretty good. When I first, you know, gave a review, I said I liked it, but I hated, like, the drummer and the guitar guy. But, I totally turned the corner. That was fucking awesome. For them to have that in the movie was like, I loved it. So, it made I just liked it so much more the second time. You do see, like, how much more, like, pro-femi the movie is. I don't know if they did it on purpose or if that's just the way it came out, but whatever. So, the next day... Okay, for years I've been hearing that there's a Seahawks bar. Like, out here we have I guess I'd consider the draft like a Chiefs bar or like a Steelers bar. Like, it's always a lot of Steelers fans and Chiefs fans that are in there. But I don't know that it's, like, necessarily that. These places, like, all the Iowa guys, they go to Barney's because they play the Iowa game and it's an Iowa bar. So, this place... It's called Backstage, okay? And I saw it on the news like 2 years ago when Seattle won the Super Bowl. Afterwards, they were showing people at Backstage. Now, at the time, I mean, I was fucking pumped, obviously, and so were these people. At the time, I don't know. I'm not good, like, I know the Valley. Because, like, everyone says that I don't like to leave the Valley. I know the Valley, I know Hollywood, okay? Maybe a little bit up north, like Santa Clarita and shit. Okay, or a little bit west. But, like, you get into L.A., midtown, downtown, I'm fucked. I can get to the Staples Center, all right? I can get to LAX. Besides, like, all in between that, which would be, like, the 10 freeway, I kind of don't know the areas. So I'm watching it, and it was, like, all black people on there. I'm like, oh, I'm like, that sucks. Like, not saying it sucks. I'm saying, like, oh, that what's that, like, in the hood? I'm thinking Culver City is, like, Inglewood, all right? Or, like, Hawthorne. If you guys don't live out here, you don't know what I'm talking about. But whatever, just bad area. It's not. Culver City is like this really nice area. So she says, hey, let's go to that Seahawks bar you were talking about and we can get food. And I'm like, holy shit, that sounds awesome. No, I'm not expecting much, you know. Like, I know when they go to the Hawkeyes game, there's like, you know, 80 people there. This was like when I went to see my parents and they're like, oh, we're going to the Bills game. And I'm thinking 20 people are going to be there. And they had 250. This fucking line at, like, 10 o'clock was out the door. It was out the door. They had a huge blow-up Seahawk guy. He was, like, 10 feet high, all 12-man flags. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. So we get up there, and the guy's like, all right, so we're at capacity. Okay, so this is 10 a.m. We're at capacity. And I don't think these people are leaving till after the game, which makes total sense. So I look at, I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, well, is there like, not to the guy. I'm like, hey, is there another sports bar around here? Yeah. So we drive to another sports bar, which is like a block away. It's called the Garage, And we walk in. Now it's more open, obviously. Everybody's a Seahawks fan. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, is Culver City like the mainstay for like Seahawks fans? You know, two bars within walking distance are huge Seahawk bars. I'm like, is there any more of these around here? This is fucking awesome. I'm sitting right next to like a big projector screen watching the game. I like lost my voice. Like, not only, like I said, I had a cold, but I was screaming so loud. It was, I mean, okay, I'm a homer if I say it's a good, it was a good game, but they won the game. Let's just say that. All right. And people, every time they're scoring or screaming, the food was good, actually. I hadn't had wings in a while. This is, and it's, you know, this is like after halftime, so it was like noon. I wasn't eating fucking wings for breakfast. And like, you know, a good beer selection, and it was just cool. The vibe was very cool. Here's the problem. I didn't have any of my Seahawks gear on. You know, I got fucking 50 different hats and sweatshirts and jerseys and t-shirts, but I left right from work Saturday night, and I didn't realize it was going to be like this. So people are like, I'm yelling, and they're just kind of looking at me like, yeah, look at this fucking bandwagoner. Look at it. He doesn't have any fucking gear on. Maybe they weren't thinking that. Maybe they're just like, hey, good for him. He likes the Seahawks. But in my head, I would have been saying that. You know, I would have been Seahawked out and been like, look at this fucking guy. Just wearing a black t-shirt and a fucking pin sweatshirt. What an asshole. But again, maybe that's where I'm wrong and other people are better people instead of me. Anyways, so the game kind of sucks, all right? It's like the third coldest playoff game in NFL history. I want to say that they said with the wind chill, it's like minus 25. Well, negative 25. I hate that minus 25. I'm sorry. It's negative 25. That's like when I fucking hate when people come in and they and I ask what their shoe size is and they say 7.5. Just say 7.5. 7.5. Get the fuck out of here. So, they got nothing going on. Russell the Truth Wilson, I think you gotta imagine how cold that football is. So even if he's like hitting a receiver, they're dropping it because it probably hurts like fucking hell. It probably hurts like someone threw a baseball at you didn't have a glove on. And but they had this really cool thing they're showing at the stadium because the Vikings play at the University of Minnesota Stadium. When they put these like piping systems under the ground, so it makes the ground like 40 degrees. So even though it's like, you know, wind chill, you know, negative 25, but the actual temperature is like negative 2, the field is at 40. Not that that's warm, but that's just interesting. You know, because think about it. Like if the ground was as cold as the weather was and you tackle someone, they would fucking break their arm. So that was, I don't know. I'm glad I saw that little piece. That's kind of cool. I think the Vikings are going to have a new stadium in like 2 years. So that means they're staying. So they got nothing going on. Lynch is out again. Frey Jackson looked okay. But the Vikings look like shit too. Now, they score. I go to the bathroom, come back, and it's like 10, it's like 9-0. I'm like, son of a bitch. And it's the fourth quarter. I'm like, they haven't done anything all game. This is going to have to be like a miracle. All right, come down. Finally score. Get the ball back off of like, Baldwin had this like sick catches, one-handed thing. That's just becoming like a standard now in the NFL. These like sick one-handed catches while you're in the air. I don't know, maybe like just receivers that have like bigger hands or something. I don't know, but you didn't see that when Jim Kelly was playing, you know? It's like every week somebody's doing this like outrageous catch. So they score, okay, now it's 10-9. Seahawks. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. And there's 2 minutes left. So they get the two-minute warning, and the Vikings have two timeouts. I'm like, I'm talking to, like, everybody around me. I'm like, listen, this is what you do, okay? This is Bill Belichick type stuff. Let them score. Like, I mean, you don't just, like, fall over, but, like, you know, miss a tackle. Let them score, okay? Because they're going to score. They're going to get a field goal and win the game right now. And they're going to wear the clock down. And there'll be no chance. I'm like, just let them score. And then it'll be, you know, 10 to, if they go for two, it'll be, you know, 10 to 17. And the Seahawks still have a chance to come down and score. Because right now the offense was starting to click. I'm like, they could easily do this. Now the Patriots did this, I want to say against the Raiders, years ago. The Patriots were up by one. And they let the team score, came back down, Tom Brady scored a touchdown, won the game. So I'm in my head, I'm thinking like, yo, that's a good, like, I don't know how you go about that, like, just letting them get in the end zone, but they're so close, like, missed the tackle, you know? Okay, now a minute 50's left, let's go, dangerous, let's get down the field. But, okay, that doesn't happen, so they're wearing down the clock, and they're, like, close, too. It's like a Scott Norwood. Okay, this is anybody who didn't watch this. A Scott Norwood Super Bowl 25. That's how close this field goal was. And they're talking about, oh, Sherman can block it. And I'm like, I don't know if this guy's going to miss this. I'm like, this is fucked, you know? And I, like, put my head down, like, man, they had such a good run. And I hear everyone screaming, and look, and the guy fucking shanked it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's how this game's going to end. But, hey, my team won, so I can't bitch too much about it. The only problem is now they're going to Carolina, who is number one team in the NFL this year. I think they're overrated. All right? They don't got shit to throw to except for Ted Ginn. So it's not like Cam Newton's going to be airing it out against Legion of Boom. I'd watch out for, like, Greg Olsen, their tight end. But, again, our middle linebackers are, like, sick. And we almost beat them the first time we played. They had the stat. Seattle lost six games in the fourth quarter. Okay, if they would have held on to a lead in the fourth quarter, they would have been 16-0. So one of two things has to happen. They either have to be down in the fourth quarter, or they have to be up by fucking 20 and just play some kind of defense. I mean, that was an incredible stat. I can't believe that. So... I'm going Seahawks in a very good game, all right? But I think they're starting to roll. And whoever, I'll give this prediction I'll give you, whoever wins this game will go to the Super Bowl. I don't believe in the Cardinals. I don't believe in the Packers right now. So it's either Carolina or Seattle. I mean, I think the line is like 1.5. You know, it's almost like a tie, like, this is a really tough one to call. I think Carolina is just getting a little bit of a bump because they're at home. Let's see, AFC. Well, those are some fucking blowout-type games, minus that Pittsburgh one. Another big comeback without Big Ben Roethlisberger, may I say. And so, KC, good for you guys. They're KC fans. Absolutely destroyed the Texans, who didn't even deserve to be in the playoffs, if you ask me. They sucked. Sometimes I really agree with the NFL rules, or I disagree with, like, how one division has to send a team. Again, Seattle went when they were 7-9, so whatever. Out of there, I think the Chiefs can do it. Patriots look kind of fucking banged up, but again, I think the winner of that game goes. Fuck the Broncos. Brock Osweiler. You paid Manning as your backup. Get the fuck out of here. It sucks. So that's that. Basically, the AFC and the NFC championship games are this week. Seattle versus Carolina. In New England versus the Chiefs, the winners of those games will go to the Super Bowl. If it's Seattle versus the Chiefs, oh man, we've been saying that for years now. That'd be incredible. That'd be a fun Super Bowl to watch. Not as fun as the Denver one when Teeth was there about to cry his eyes out on his birthday when his shithole Broncos got their asses kicked. Sorry, Teeth, faggot. But that was my playoff wrap-up. Sorry, if non-sports guys. But so if you haven't heard, so yesterday the news comes out that LA is getting a football team. And I got mixed feelings about it. Should we have a football team? Yes. Look, you know I love football. They play in the same division, the Seahawks. I'll get to see a game live every year. All right. It'll boost tourism, all this. All right. I can't bitch. It's my favorite sport. Finally. Number one, I don't know why it took so long, but whatever, a lot of red tape. Somebody was saying all the owners would always vote against it because then it would force their city, let's say like a Minnesota, let's say St. Louis. If all the owners voted against it, it would force the city of St. Louis to put up more money for a better stadium. Okay, you know, sort of like, you know, payola kind of shit. So I guess they decided finally against it. It was a 30-2 vote. I want to know who the two owners were who didn't vote on it. Now, I'll give you the cons of it, all right? And I haven't listened to any, like, talking heads talk about it. This is just my own opinion, all right? Is this. We already have two of each sports teams, okay? You have the Dodgers, Angels, Kings, Ducks, fucking Lakers, Clippers, okay? So you already got to decide between those teams. It's like, I'm not going to the Lakers game today and then tomorrow the Kings game. It's like, I probably go to a game once a month, maybe, if I'm a sports fan. Now I got to be like, oh, I got to decide between going to, like, I got two really good Laker tickets, but the Rams are playing the 49ers, you know? So, okay, it just causes another decision, but whatever. The second biggest thing, it's going to be a lot like San Diego, who might actually move up here as well, because none of the players, well, no, I'm not, sorry. All the people who are, who, like, let's say, what, 50% of people who live in L.A. were not born in L.A. So they're already transplants. And football is a very, like, you stick with your team, all right? It's not like a, like, I came out here and I started like the Clippers, you know? Or I came out here and we didn't have a baseball team, so I like the Dodgers. You know, you kind of get on the home team. I don't think you're just going to get a lot of Rams fans, and there wasn't a lot left, okay? Thank the Lord the Raiders didn't come down here because there's a ton of them out here, and I wouldn't even go near that fucking stadium. So my thought is, when I went to the Chargers game, it was 75% to 80% Seahawks fans, all right? They dominated the stadium, which is cool. So I know that same thing's going to happen when I go to the Rams game to see the Seahawks. It'll be all Seahawks fans. But that fucking sucks for your local team, you know? And, okay, the other 50% of people who either weren't born here or got here on a different kind of way, if you get what I'm saying, the Hispanic population, they're into soccer. They're not into American football, all right? They go to the Galaxy. They go to Real Madrid, what's it, Chivas. They want to go see that shit. So now we're forcing them to become Ram fans? They're already Dodger fans. You know, I'm just, I know, the good thing was the Rams are here before, so there is somewhat, I think they played for like 41 years here in L.A. Interesting fact, last one I'll give you, they've played in three cities. Cleveland for 9 years, L.A. for 41, St. Louis for 10, I want to say, maybe longer. And they won a championship in each city. So I saw that stat on ESPN last night, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Because there's teams like Buffalo who have been there for 52 years and have never won once. So these guys go to three different cities, and they have won one in each city. But, I mean, besides that, okay, will it add to tourism? The stadium looks beautiful that they're planning on building. They're putting it at the old Hollywood Park. It just seems like it's off the 405. That's going to be a bitch. When it comes to traffic, you know, you have to get there fucking early. Who knows if they're going to let you tailgate, because you sure as shit can't tailgate at Dodger Stadium. And then I think Big Mike told me that they're playing in the Coliseum for the first couple years. So for like starting next year, and then the next 2 to 3 years, they're playing in the Coliseum, which is where the USC Trojans play, which is in the fucking hood. Like, the Coliseum is in East LA. I'm sorry, South Central LA. Like, you walk outside the Coliseum, and it's like fucking Boys in the Hood, Menace of Society. So, like, how many people really want to go down there? Then when they build, I'm sorry, I'm ranting about this, but this, I just, nobody else is having these thoughts. Well, maybe they are. I'm just the only one who's stupid enough to talk about it on a podcast. Secondly, the fucking, well, this is going to be, fifthly, the problem with the stadium, and not only the placement of it, it works because it's like kind of one of the bigger land masses that we have in the downtown area, so it kind of works, okay. It's going to be so fucking corporate, okay? I don't know if you guys have ever gone to see, like, a Buffalo Sabres game. There's one row of boxes. Half of them are press, and then, like, Topps Friendly Markets owns one, and, I don't know, the Bellas owns one. You know, the rest is all fans. You know, there's one whole tier, two whole tiers, a small box, then the whole fucking nosebleed, three tiers. You go to Staples, it's one tier of fans, three tiers of huge boxes and clubs and restaurants, and then a couple nosebleeds, you know? So I just think that that's how it's going to be. Like, if you've ever gone to a professional game, you're not going to be able to afford a ticket to sit in the ones, you're going to be in the nosebleeds, and it's boring as shit when you sit up there. The seats we had for the Rose Bowl, I'd say we were like second tier. Perfect. That was fun to watch. But we're not going to get those tickets for Seahawks-Rams. We're going to have to sit up there for $190 because that's how much NFL charges. So that's another one of my gripes. You know, if they made it more of a fan stadium as opposed to a corporate stadium, but you put the corporate boxes in, then you rent them out on the off season. You make more convention space for LA. You bring in tourism, maybe lower our taxes, maybe raise our taxes. I don't know. These are all things that everyone's just going apeshit that we're getting a football team, but they don't think all the consequences. That's all I'm saying. All right? Sorry. I really went off on that. I finally saw Star Wars. Fucking, what, 3 weeks after everybody's talked about it. So it's not like I'm saying anything different. I'm the only one. I don't like the black guy. Not because I'm a racist. I just thought he was stale. But maybe that's how he's kind of supposed to be. Because, I mean, technically, so is Mark Hamill in those movies. He's kind of fucking stale. I really can't believe I did, like, okay, I'm sure everyone's seen it by now. So, like, I don't think these are big spoilers. That they killed Han. But I'm like, okay, well, they killed Obi-Wan in number 4. That sort of makes sense. You know? Sean had really hit a good point at work. He said the thing that pissed him off the most was that when they get back after Han had died, Leia ran right to whatever her name is, Rey, and not Chewbacca. She's like, no, you run. He's like, you run to Chewbacca. He's that's his lover. So, I don't know. I thought it was funny. I saw problems with it like everybody else did. This Snoke guy, am I the only one that doesn't get, what the fuck is he? Why does he look so weird? That the Snoke guy was the only thing that kind of reminded me of like episodes 1, 2, and 3. Like just some stupid fucking guy. I mean, if he's explained a little bit more, okay. But bad guys were cool, good guys were cool. I mean, it looked awesome. I loved it. It had a New Hope feel to it, which I know that's what JJ really wanted to do. The little rolling around robot guy was at BB-8. He was cool. I mean, I know you have to throw in C-3PO and R2-D2, but at the same time, sort of like, they're kind of just pushed in. Maybe they had more later, and, you know, just Luke at the end and that whole, like, sweeping shot, which Uncle Zuke will tell you, that wasn't even, like, him in the scene. That's why they did that big sweeping shot, because he was, like, such a pain in the ass on set. So who knows where that'll go. I didn't know the whole fucking movie. The whole goddamn movie, they talk about finding Luke Skywalker. Like, holy shit, man. They won't stop talking about this. And then when they get all the information, like, Leia doesn't even go. She doesn't even fucking go. I don't know. I got to see it again. I will. There's other movies I want to see. I don't know. Sometimes going to movies, like, right now in about a month, maybe not even, like the next 2 weeks, like a bunch of dudes at work, they're going to have every screener for every movie. And they're free, and yeah, they look like shit. You know, they do. I'm not going to argue it. And they got the fucking watermark on there. But like I always tell Luke, like I watched Hateful Eight on my computer. And, you know, just that. And I said to myself, I told him, I'm like, well, if I really like it, then I'll go see it at the theater. Now, Star Wars, obviously, I wouldn't have watched on my TV. I wanted to see that at the theater. But the fucking 3D, it had to be 3D. Everything has to be fucking 3D. And the 3D looked cool, like the outer space stuff was really kind of cool. But I don't think people realize 3D sucks for a guy with eyeglasses. You got to put those fucking things, and they like hit the side, and they don't fit right. And then they move my glasses down my nose. So they fit right, but then like where my glasses are, my eye line is all blurry and shit. I know. This goes back to, I'm going to change the name of the podcast to White People First World Problems with Brandon fucking bitching about stupidity. Sorry. So I'm already feeling better, honestly. Last night, that was the weirdest shit. We'll go cyclical so I can wrap this up. Last night, I got home, I'm like, fuck this. Like, I got home at, like, I don't know. This guy dropped me off like 11. I'm like, I'm going to sleep, man. Like, I didn't feel awful, but it's like I'm at the end of it. I'm at the end of whatever it is, fucking knock. knock on wood, I'm at the end of the shit. And I haven't been drinking. Like, I had a beer, but, like, what is that, really? You know, like, I haven't been doing, like, shooters or, like, fucking mixed drinks or anything. Because I'm, like, enough with that shit because I had enough of it this weekend. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm just not getting better. So I go to lay down. It's, like, 11 o'clock. And I have, like, the most fucking fever dream nightmare. Like, I wake up, I thought that little monster of whatever the fuck was going on was in my room, and, like, I didn't want to get out of my bed, and I'm just sweating, okay? And it's cold in my room, and I'm just fucking sweating. Holy shit, I take a piss, and I, like, nervously walk out. I don't know what the hell. There's three separate dreams, and this one was, like, I had to find these monsters and, like, kill them, and the one I couldn't kill, and then he turned into, like, he went into somebody's body, turned into a nun, and I had to kill the nun. And then, like, he came at me, and as he came at me, I, like, jumped up. But he came at me, like, in my dream on the side of my bed, and I was on the side of my bed. It was really fucking creepy. I'm like, oh, shit. And, like, I get up, and I'm like, I'm not feeling bad. But I'm like, whew, that's fucked. I lay back down, and from, like, 3 to 8, I toss and turn. I got 2 blankets on, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm sweating this out. Because I don't have a fever. The difference is I just want to sweat out. If it's booze that's still in me, if it's fucking this, whatever it says, I'm sweating, I start, like, just sweating. And now I have this whole other dream of, like, my parents got a new apartment. This is when I'm back in Buffalo, but all my friends from out here are there. You know how those work. I always have ones like that. I always put people that I know now into a situation back then. And all I'm doing is just being a complete dick to my parents. Like, why would you, who wants this? Why would you have my report cards? Like, I'm, like, yelling at my mom, you know? And I'm just, like, tossing and turning. And, like, I'd wake up, and, like, I'd just be like, holy shit, like, what the fuck, man? Did someone, like, hose me down? And I'm like, I'd lay back, I go right back into the dream. I go right back into it. And, like, I'd be, like, hanging up, like, a picture. I'm like, I don't want this picture here. Like, I'm just a whiny-ass piece of shit kid that I was back when I was. And I'm like, fuck. And I don't know, and I see someone, like, fucking my ex-girlfriend from Buffalo. And I'm, like, pissed. And like I said, I'm, like, half awake during this. Like, I'm aware of how much I'm moving around. And, like, all that. So the minute I get up, I'm like, whew. But I'll tell you, like, I'm like, fuck, I feel like, all right. So I took, like, a lukewarm shower just to get the sweat off. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to wash these sheets. I could have wrung these fuckers out. They were so, but I'm like, holy shit, I feel kind of good. I'm like, all right, I'm keeping this going. All right. I know there's a beer in there. I ain't drinking it. I'm going to the store to get a fucking Gatorade. Get a Gatorade. And I go, hey, can I get $10 back so I can do, I want to do laundry. I obviously want to wash these fucking sheets and these pillows. And she's like, oh, dollar charge. And I'm like, this is the Arab. Okay. I don't know if you guys get this with these bodegas. Everybody charges a different price. Like, I got 2 Gatorades the other day, and the guy goes, oh, they're 2 for $3. He charged me, like, $3.18. I get 2 today. She charged me, like, $4. I'm like, I thought they were two for $3. Oh, yes, tax deposit. I'm like, okay. Then I asked that guy yesterday for $10 and quarters. He said, no, they don't do that. I'm like, okay, well, I see. I'm like, why do I keep coming back to the fucking Arab? Okay. I go back and it's the lady. Now, normally she's nice to me. Like, she's let me, like, shit there before. I go, hey, can I get $10 and quarters? She's like, $10? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I have to charge you. I'm like, yeah, charge me $10 more dollars on my, whatever, $4 or $5 bill, and then just give me the quarters. No, it's a dollar charge. I'm like, okay, fine. Charge me a fucking dollar just to give me cash back. I'm just going to go to 7-Eleven from now. I'm stupid that I don't do that. But I'm like, you know, I'm like a creature habit. I like to go to these places. It's probably for these stories that nobody really cares about. But that's the same thing. Like, I was talking to one of the guys at bowling last night. He's like, you know, man, I like going to ringside, but there's 3 workers there, and they charge me 3 different prices. And I like laugh. He's like, if John's there, and I get, like, you know, a bottle of Diet Coke, it'll be $1.89. If Eric's there, it's $1.50. If the old man there, it's $2.70. He's like, don't they have, like, a fucking price key? I'm like, yeah, I guess not, man. Like, that's, That's just funny because I realized that today at the ARAB. ARAB, if any of our new listeners don't know, it's the new liquor store. Well, they don't have liquor. It's like the new junior market I frequent. But, oh my God, all right. I guess I might be able to do it. Maybe I'll walk up there. Fuck. I don't want to. I sure as fuck don't want to. All right. Well, guys, hope you had a fun week. I hope I feel better next week. Enjoy enjoy this and enjoy Live in 405. And kisses and love. Peace and love. Peace and love.